Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. You are probably, if you are a regular of the show, wondering why you're hearing from me outside of our typical Monday-Saturday episode release and why this doesn't have an episode number. I'm going to tell you why. I am going to do 365 days of a consistency series. However, it'll be a little more than 365 days
of content because, well, I'll explain that when we get there. Let me explain what we're doing, and then I'll show you underneath the hood. I am super passionate about consistency. I struggled with my weight for years, decades, and genuinely felt like I had tried everything and nothing worked for me, while in hindsight, I can see the truth, a lot more clearly. I had tried a lot of things, and it wasn't working. But what I hadn't tried was actual consistency. Now, I would have probably put up a little bit of a fight there. No, I've been consistent. Mm-mm. I'd try something for days or weeks, maybe months, and then I would throw in the towel, whether because I was impatient that the results weren't what I thought they should be in my mind, or there would be a vacation or a holiday or a stressful season at work. Or I'd kind of try something, like dip my toe in the water or kind of be half in, half out for days or weeks or months, doing it a lot of the time, but not all the time. And then I would judge my results as though I had been doing it all of the time and feel frustrated. But like I said, if you asked me then about consistency, I would have, depending on the day, I would have either sworn to you that I was consistent or blamed things like work stress or being tired or overwhelmed, emotional eating, all or nothing thinking. I can tell you very honestly that through that season of my life, I was not consistent and I didn't know how to be. I didn't know how to be consistent when I was traveling. I didn't know how to be consistent when it was a holiday or a celebration. I could be consistent in this very narrow container of I'm motivated, I'm in a good mood, there's no unexpected celebrations, there's no date night, there's no going out. Like there was these very narrow parameters within which, oh, I could execute. But then when real life happened, there was no consistency, none. And a lot of the times I think I didn't want to be consistent. Yes, I wanted to lose weight. However, I wanted to have the donuts that were brought into work. I wanted to have a couple of drinks when I was out on date night. I wanted to eat all the fun holiday foods that don't come out on normal days of the year. I grabbed any situation or circumstance to justify being inconsistent, but I didn't call it that. If I had a bad day at work, I overate or I overindulged or both. Date nights, holidays, vacation, stressed about money, PMS, flu, not feeling well in any way. It was the weekend. I was overwhelmed, feeling bad about myself. I literally would take just about anything and use it. Another way of saying that is manipulate myself into overeating, overindulging, sometimes overspending. I mean, it showed up in so many areas of my life. Food was a big one, but it certainly wasn't the only one. I was not consistent. I was using every expected life event, because it is expected that we're going to have bad days at work. It is expected that there's going to be date nights and holidays and weekends and travel and illnesses and injuries. But I was using all of those things and becoming the victim, telling myself I was the victim, telling myself this is why I can't do it. And maybe most importantly, I didn't know how to overcome that pattern. I wasn't being very honest about the pattern, but I also did not know how to overcome it. Fast forward many years, I've been doing this podcast for almost 9 years, which is crazy. I did overcome it and I lost over 100 pounds and I paid off over $100,000 in debt and I built wealth and a couple of businesses by myself. I had 4 babies in less than 2.5 years, and I walked through the unexpected death of my daughter, wrote a couple of books, and now I'm in a very different season of life. with different challenges and a different journey. Not only did I experience the death of my daughter, then I had my son a year later. And then a year after that, I had twins who were very, very ill when they were born and spent 93 days in the NICU. They were also extremely premature while I had my one-year-old at home. So now life is settling down, knock on wood, right? Careful what I say. I've got 50 pounds of baby weight to lose from four babies in less than 2.5 years. And I haven't said this. This is a conversation for a whole nother day because this is a whole big thing. I'm no longer pumping. Fortunately, I've got a couple freezers full of breast milk for my twins, but that changes things from a focus standpoint. It changes things from a nutritional priority standpoint. And for me personally, it changes things from an ease of weight loss standpoint. So all of that said, I have decided, and it feels like official and a little intimidating to like put the commitment out there to the world, that I am going to release short episodes. What I'm thinking is less than 15 minutes every single day. They won't replace our Monday and Saturday episodes. So we'll still have like a normal episode number episode on Mondays and on Saturdays, but all the other days, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, I'm going to, for 365 days, release these mini-sodes in a consistency series where I am sharing the consistency journey, what it looks like to build the skill of consistency and how to apply it outside of perfection. It has nothing to do with perfection. But what does it look like in practice to know what to do, but sometimes not want to do it? How do we navigate those moments? How do we navigate full schedules, overwhelm, people in your family eating different things, other people's priorities, other people's agendas, your own feelings and emotions, your own ebbs and flows of motivation? And so I'm going to pop on every day. That is my commitment. And share what it looks like for me to apply these pillars of building the skill of consistency in my own life, on my own journey. And a lot of times that's going to be related to this season of postpartum weight loss. But these pillars of consistency, I'm also applying them to consistency in building my business. I've taken the last couple few years, I've taken many steps back from business just because of everything going on in my personal life and with my kids. But a lot of times the consistency pillars will relate to business or to marriage or to faith or to money. And I'm just going to be putting it out there because I think a lot of us know we need to be more consistent, but we aren't quite sure what the application of so many of the tools and resources we know of, we're aware of, but what does the application look like when we're in a funk, when we're saying we just don't care? Because I have those moments too, and I have a lot of them, or when we're feeling like I'm just too tired, or there isn't enough time, or maybe I should try something else, or it's not working, or I'm not seeing the results that I want. So I'm just going to be very, very transparent every day. Monday and Saturday, you'll still get your normal episodes, but every other day, you'll have this short episode in this consistency series. And I know so many of you are working with consistency alongside me. I do have available the consistency course, and that's where I'm actively coaching and putting forth a structured process for building consistency. This is in no way a replacement for that because these episodes are not coaching. These episodes are not an outline of here, take this and do that. It's just me pulling back the curtain on how I'm applying these in my own life to overcome the very real barriers and frustrations and life circumstances that so many of us deal with. So this is number one, and you can expect to see these daily, with the exception, of course, Mondays and Saturdays, you'll have your normal episodes, but that's how this is going to roll, and I'm really excited about it. My husband thinks that I should be doing this on TikTok instead of on the podcast. So there is a chance that it also ends up there. But for me, and just what's easiest for me, it's going to live on the podcast. That's where you guys know to go for this kind of content from me. But if at any point that changes, I will certainly let you know. Let me know what you guys think of this series as we get into it. I'm excited to share with you, and it's going to be really fun to see what happens in my life over these 365 series of episodes, and also what happens in your life as I pull back the curtain and share this stuff with you. Make it a great day. I'll talk to you soon.